Ladies and gentlemen, Selected Series Episode 4. We're here with Jer Wu, content creator and YouTube extraordinaire. What's up, Jer?
What's up? How are you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, man?
Doing good, man. My name is Luis. We got...
David.
We got Disco.
Cool. And again, we're live from Palm Springs. So, Jer, go ahead, tell us about yourself. Tell us about your YouTube channel that's just, you know, phenomenal. Go ahead, run it.
Well, first off, thank you guys for having me. This is really cool. I'm excited to be a part of this. But yes, so my name is, like they said, Jer Wu. I'm 28 years old, in case you're wondering. I'm a YouTuber. I've had my channel now for about 7 years, which is crazy to think. Just time has flown by. But my channel is basically about, or what I do, men's fashion. I do, you know, tutorials. I'll do like hair style videos. It's just a bunch of different things. But lately it's kind of morphed into, yeah, just a variety of things that I like. So travel, I like to help guys, you know, most importantly, just feel good on the inside. I always like to say that on my channel. It's not just about looks. It's about just kind of being a good human being, and just all the rest kind of follows. It's kind of what my channel is about.
Very cool. So tell us, what's been like the reaction from, you know, you mentioned, trying to inspire guys to, you know, go out there and dress well, feel well. Do you feel like they take that out of your channel?
I'd like to think so. Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of, you know, the coolest emails is when, just cause I feel like my audience inspires me in a way to keep wanting to create better stuff.
Okay.
So I love when, you know, some guys, and honestly, even some girls do follow me as well. They're like, I get some ideas like for my boyfriend or like for myself.
Oh yeah.
So it's really cool to hear people say like, oh, you've helped me with my style and just kind of feel comfortable in my own skin. And that's for me really rewarding. So I do think hopefully it does. I just try to be me and just kind of post things that I like and my own. I'm all about personal style. You know, I feel like everyone has their own.
Yeah.
Why'd you choose that as your content though?
It's a good question. Yeah. Well, I have always naturally, so let me rewind back. So I've always been into just the creative process of things. I love like being a creative person, and I've always loved videography, photography. I've naturally always enjoyed fashion. Like I was that kid that I got really excited for back to school shopping. And whereas some people are probably like, eh, I don't really care about that stuff. For me, I just have naturally been into it. It's just kind of a form of self-expression.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Like, oh, what do I wear today? And I always like to say too, it's not about like name brands. That's not really what makes you stylish. So naturally, I guess my channel, it just kind of happened that way. You know, I actually started with food and fashion because I love health and fitness too. But I think the fashion just kind of stuck more, and which is cool because I really enjoy it. Yeah. I hope that answered the question.
No, perfect.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Louis.
So, something that I'm interested in is, you know, the business aspect of YouTube. So, for the listeners out there that are looking and inspiring to, you know, start a channel, and what would you recommend? Like, what would you tell them for the up and coming YouTuber?
Right. Well, for one, I just want everyone to know that anything is possible, especially with YouTube and just the digital space, and there's so much out there that you can do, and it definitely is a lot of work. You know, some people think that it's pretty easy, or it looks pretty, yeah, like glamorous, I guess, and just like, oh, he just turns on the camera and records, but there's more to it than that. And I'm sure the same as with like podcasts or blogs. Like there's preparation that goes into it, and there's time that goes into that.
Right.
So I definitely have to say, if you want to start an online business, figure out your why. Like what is it about that choice that you, or that, you know, that career, I guess, or that business that you want? Is it to help others? Is it to, yeah, that's like the biggest thing I'd have to say.
Yeah. Just,
and believing yourself is, even if, you know, you don't fully believe in yourself, just kind of trying to change that dialogue in your head and be like, no, I got this. Like, I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
And take that risk. You know, it doesn't hurt to try.
Okay, so, very cool. Yeah, no, that makes sense because, you know, in the same way, starting the podcast, we had a big why to answer to. And, like, I think figuring that out, you kind of pass that on, and it kind of is contagious to the other people, and they you know, they tell you to keep going, and they inspire you to keep going. So definitely, I like that answer. Why is
yeah, especially important. if your message or your why is a positive one, or influential, yeah. or
yeah, like if you're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah. Thanks for saving.
Yeah. No, yeah. Of course, you know, everyone. It is a business.
Yeah.
Obviously, but I think it's much more than just like the money aspect. I feel like there is more longevity in knowing your why.
Right.
I feel like that even not only in business, but other aspects of my life, like even working out, it's like, why do I want to continue doing this? Is it for short term, or is it like for my future, you know, I'll thank myself later on. So that's kind of how I like to see just online content. You know, it helps me. It motivates me, I guess, to keep.
So you're very cautious about what you watch online and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think it's important to, even on your feed, to have, people that you inspire you, I guess, in a way. So.
Awesome. So speaking of your why and whatnot, what made you start all this? Like, what made you like decide I'm going to do YouTube? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a content creator. Tell us about the early days.
Let's go back in time. No. I can't believe it's been, like I said, 7 years. It was 2012, end of 2012. And yeah, I was working part-time, it morphed into like full-time. I was a retail manager. And then, yeah, I guess you can say I got inspired by other YouTube creators. Back in the day, it wasn't as big as it is now. And I actually would always kind of like see my cousins watch other beauty influencers who are girls doing like makeup and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like one day, like I said before, I've naturally been into videography and fashion. I thought it was kind of one day I had this like epiphany, I guess. I'm like, what if I put myself out there? And I remember searching on YouTube and there was maybe one guy doing it. I was like, why don't, he was a little like in his, I think like late 30s, which it's cool, you know, but I was like, there's not someone out there like me doing the similar content. So why don't I just start? It doesn't hurt to try. And, you know, at least if it doesn't go anywhere, at least I tried. Yeah. But yeah, it just kind of happened like that. I'm like, one day I didn't really think too much about it, which I think is an important thing to say, is I didn't really put so much thought until it was actually happening. Wow. I just kind of took that jump and
you're focused on doing it instead of like thinking about doing it.
Right.
That's what happens.
I didn't think too much about what others were going to say.
Right.
Yeah. I kind of was just like, you know what? F it. Let's do it. See if it works. Thankfully it did.
Nice.
And was it intimidating at first when you first started broadcasting yourself?
That's a good question. Cause believe it or not, it actually wasn't that intimidating at first. The intimidation came later on for me. Okay. I think when I started putting more pressure on myself and actually being like, whoa, people are actually watching. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I was intimidating myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cause I try to like be better. And
you know how, when you said, that there's only one person doing it, were you looking up people so that you can maybe this might just be a doubt or an idea that you had that you had to fit like a certain mold? Did you ever think that?
I got definitely ideas and inspired, and I'm sure there was more guys, but from what I saw, there was maybe like one, maybe two
that were doing stuff that were similar.
Oh, okay. But in their own take, if that makes sense, which is the beauty of social media and YouTube, that everyone's so different. So I feel like, yeah, you can be doing something similar, but no one's going to have the same viewpoint as you. So I kind of was just, that was one important thing that I wanted, was to just kind of be myself as much as I can.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, that's what I want people to, I don't know, to relate to me and just to be.
Plus you're relying on your own quality to, like you have to put out some good quality stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So,
you were very judgmental about others.
Critical of myself. I think there you that's go. Kind of.
That's better.
Yeah. Which, you know. I think it happens to everyone in the creative space. It's like trying to be.
I agree.
You know.
Perfectionist. Yeah, we always do that.
Yeah.
I think everybody kind of does that.
Tell me, when did you realize that you can opt out of the part-time job you have and self-sustain off this?
That kind of happened, I think. that maybe was a year and a half or close to 2 years after doing it.
Oh, okay.
I remember when I was working in retail, I would get off of work because when I did my first video, I think I fell in love not only with the connection with the audience, but also the editing process, just the creative process. I really kind of got a high off of that. I've always been like that. Nice. And so yeah, I'd get off of work, I'd go home, film, edit. I'd even, this is bad to say, but I would even come up with ideas at work on downtime, just kind of like, all right, this would pop up, just get inspired by random things I would see. Or so yeah, wait, what was the question again?
So
when did I opt out? Okay.
Yeah. When did you feel like, okay, you know what, it's time for me to
opt out of? Like I said, I started seeing momentum with my videos, and I, which was, it's a good thing to say too, that I took that kind of that jump, because it was scary to quit my job. Right. Cause I was doing pretty well. I mean, yeah, we live in the desert where in the summer it is kind of, you know, it drops a little bit, especially in retail.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think when I started seeing the momentum and just seeing like, wait, I can actually, I'm kind of making more doing this, which is a blessing, honestly, than doing something that I don't enjoy doing,
right.
Which was just kind of like, yeah, I mean, I worked in retail, so it's, for me, I loved challenging myself and just that connection towards others. So yeah, I think it just was when I realized, all right, this can actually take off. I'm going to take a huge risk. And if it doesn't pay off, at least I can say,
you tried.
You tried. Yeah. You know?
Wow. And so, I mean, we're sitting here now, but I think you made a good decision.
I think so.
I think so too.
And a lot comes with this too. Like that's what's with decisions and risks. It's kind of like, you know, I always like to say, if you don't try it, or if you don't get to where you want to be, at least you took that jump, and you might even be better off now than when you were before.
Right.
Or you learn more about yourself.
Yeah, in the process.
Right.
Yeah, and it builds a little confidence, I think so, you know?
Very cool.
Yeah.
I like since we've started doing this, I love hearing about the moves that people made, and I love getting into that mindset or that day where they decided, you know what, today's my last day, like I'm going to
Yeah, what'd you
this.
Do? Just walk out?
Party.
No, I'm kidding. Party. No, I still remember it, actually, just being like, you know what?
Peace out.
I'm done. And really? It just felt really, I guess, liberating and cool and scary. But I think being scared is good in a way. Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you have this job, you know, it, I'm sure it was reliable. Like you're getting your hours, like you're getting that paycheck every week, every 2 weeks. But
and I was there for 4 years. So it's kind of like, was what I knew at the time. And especially in YouTube and the digital space, you don't know how long it's going to last.
Right.
So it definitely was a risk, but I think it's always okay to take risks.
I've been watching more YouTube lately. I found myself watching more YouTube. My wife loves it. And she asked the same question, like, how long do you think this will really last for? And I always tell her, you know what? This is the new cable, the new, like, satellite. Like, this is it. This is television now.
Yeah, people are not really watching much TV. At least for the people I talk to, it's kind of, even myself, I took cable off months ago.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do that myself, yeah.
I'm not watching TV as much, you know. Now everything's online. There's just so much that the internet has
to
offer.
Just streams.
Yeah, being able to stream has brought it closer, or people closer. It's
instant access, you know.
Oh, yeah. So I have a question.
Yes.
So what are some of your biggest accomplishments so far, being a content creator?
Ah, that's a good question. Well, a lot. I mean, I think just in it of itself, I mean, even coming from where, because I used to be, I mean, I still kind of am. I used to be really shy, like just terrified to even speak to people. And so I just think, I don't know, for me, having, like I said, that connection with other people and just knowing that somehow, some way, even if it's just a little bit, I inspired them some way, that is kind of makes everything worthwhile. But even, I don't know, working with brands that I actually genuinely respect and love, and that for me is like, whoa, they, I don't know, are hiring me to be on this set and to, like, you know, I've got to thankfully travel places because of this. And that for me is, because I love to travel. And, you know, I didn't grow up with, like, I did travel, but not to, you know, like Virgin Islands or like Europe, things like that is pretty, I don't know, pretty cool.
That's huge.
It doesn't even feel real when I would go, I'm like, wait, is this real life? Yeah. Or, yeah, but...
What's been your favorite place you've gone to?
Favorite place? I'd have to say...
Or top three.
That's even harder. Probably Barcelona, wow. For sure. New York is always a really cool... Course. Yeah. And that, I've been to New York, thankfully, because of YouTube.
Wow.
So it's cool to be able to, you know... To see that big culture shock for sure compared to the desert.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I've also really loved Virgin Islands. That was cool. I just like the water.
What, you know? Did you go to the Virgin Islands to work or were you?
Wow.
It was half and half. It was half to work and vacation. Nice. So that was, and this is one thing that I want to touch on is, you know, with any sort of like online career, there's always sponsorships that happen, and I feel like that is something that some people maybe don't like, but I say this in my videos too, like I only accept things that I actually like, I've worn, I would like to wear, that I respect,
that have good ethics.
Yeah, right? And that one I worked with, I was lucky enough to work with Sperry Topsider, the shoes.
Wow. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and those were cool. Awesome. Because that was actually one of the first trips and just kind of big brand deals that they pretty much said, you know what, we want you to go to Virgin Islands. Actually, they gave me options. They're like Virgin Islands, Miami, like just tropical, like, you know, beach. Wow. Places. They're like, we want you to just enjoy and kind of vlog, make, they gave me all the creative freedom just to kind of, yeah, make it happen. Obviously, you know, show the shoes, do this and that, which it all, I liked that they were really flexible and it was just genuine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was the first time that I was like, is this real life? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, this brand is like believes in me and
yeah, yeah.
So yeah. Do they tell you they want a certain amount of photos, certain amount of video, certain amount of content or?
Yeah, it just depends with just what they want. Sometimes it can just be like, oh, a video or content. What I like is that a lot of brands, I mean, you kind of have to be assertive in a way and just kind of know what, and it's all a learning process, like, you know, at first I would just be grateful to even get anything. Like, okay, I'll take it. Yes, yes. Like, you know, I love this. But yeah, you have to kind of say, all right, I only will do this and this. It just has to kind of match your brand in a way. And
so you've passed on stuff, right?
Oh yeah, I have. Some companies, like for one time, they wanted me to do a like video game sponsorship.
Oh really?
And it was, if you think about it, I mean, at the time it was like pretty good. What they were offering, but I'm like, am I gonna? I don't really play video games. Maybe only like Mario Kart, and like Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was just this like really random thing. I'm like, I could, but I don't want that because I don't. It's like you're. It doesn't go with me. I don't play it.
Right.
Yeah. With what you're putting out.
Right.
What, yeah.
It's like sense. I do like hair tutorials, advice, style. I'm like, oh, yeah. Here's like a little random video game.
Yeah. Yeah. That could yeah. Probably, you know, give off the wrong kind of image, yeah, on your end that you don't necessarily want to put out. So
true.
That's cool.
And people, I think they trust you because at least when I watch YouTubers, I trust their opinion and I, you know,
right.
You're not always going to, obviously, just because I recommend something doesn't mean everyone's going to want it. It's just opinions. But yeah, you want to build that trust. I feel like in any business and stuff.
So cool. 2 years into doing your videos is when you said, I'm going to stop working.
When I said, I'm going to devote. And it's not like I was making like a lot of money to be like, all right, I'm out. It was just that risk that I'm like, if I continue this, I was actually kind of same as what I was making at retail. So I said, I'm just going to quit and then focus all my energy on this. And I feel like, yeah.
That was a good shift.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
So 2 years into it.
So you were managing the store, right?
Right, yes.
So
I was a key holder. It's kind of like...
I imagine that, you know, all the hard work that you were putting into, you know, this store, you felt like, you know what, I'm going to put this into myself.
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's how I envision it. Sometimes, yeah, you know, I'm at work and I'm busting my ass and doing this and that for, you know, whoever I need to do it for.
Yeah, for other people.
Yeah, for other people, yeah, for my boss, for my supervisors, managers, and then, you know, it's crossed
my mind.
And
sometimes you have to. I mean, like, hey, if you have to work and, you know, that's it's not a bad thing. You know, right, it's right, just...
Right. Support
you. Yeah, 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 yeah. So, but yeah... True, definitely, yeah.
Gotcha. Man, that's dope.
Yeah,
we've really talked dope about that.
Yeah,
kind of. We've flirted with the thought of like, when would you jump off the cliff? Like,
yeah.
And we all gave each other different answers, and
Yeah, mine was definitely similar yours.
To yours.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like making the same.
Right there.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I'm out.
I think if it's like, and if it's, you feel like it's progressing, and you have to kind of believe in a way too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I think that scared feeling kind of takes you a very long way.
Uncertainty just, is
it's the same thing. It's that adrenaline that keeps you like from getting beat up or something. You know, you got to fight.
Yeah, it's a tichophobia, the fear of failure.
Ooh,
I learned some. Shout out Curtis King.
Uncertainty is scary. Yeah. I think that's what holds a lot of us. But I mean, for me, someone that likes to have things sometimes planned out and have things be certain, but in life, nothing really is certain. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Plus, the only thing that's for sure is that your time's gonna run out. So,
yes, sir.
Like, hey, let's do it. Like, let's just do something.
We're still young.
I'm just kidding.
No, yeah.
We are.
We are. Yeah.
So, Jared, tell us, what skills are you looking to learn by the end of this year?
Skills. Well, I'm in the process of. You mean in terms of like my channel or just like
sure,
in general?
Sure, no, or just anything in general or whatever you're looking at.
Like my content.
Could. Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely trying to. Kind of, I don't want to say rebrand, but I want to step out of my comfort zone and just do more videos or make more content that maybe I'm not used to making, or I actually want to bring more collaborations on my channel.
Okay.
Because I don't do a lot of that. I like very, very rarely. So I definitely, I guess we consider that like a skill or just something new that I want to bring on is just stepping out of my comfort zone. Okay. And vlogging too. I want to kind of travel stuff.
You have a
stuff.
Vlog channel, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I don't post much off as I should.
Yeah.
But I guess I want to learn the skill of, I don't know, capturing cool vlogs, adventures, things like that.
Yeah, how do you feel about the challenges like that people do on the vlogs? Like, for example, the really popular one is like going to a drive-thru and ordering, like the person in front of you ordered. And how do you feel about stuff like that?
I actually like that stuff. I actually wanted to try that.
Do it.
But see, it's interesting that like, I think it's something that I've learned this year is I was kind of trying to, or I was putting myself in my own box of like, I can only create this content. I can only do this. So, I'm like, should I, like, if I bring new stuff, will it turn people off or da da da? But I think it's just, I don't know.
You're the subject though. You're what's important.
Right.
People are, you could be peeling potatoes and people would watch it because you already have that. You've already captivated an audience.
Yeah, that's true. You've got your audience, which is 400, almost 500,000 subscribers, which is crazy,
it's
by the
crazy.
Way. You know, you've got that's them. Cool. Yeah. And then if you set yourself towards like doing the trending stuff, the like challenges and stuff, you might find, you know, another
it's
set
true.
Of audience.
Do you
ever
make it my own, you know?
Do you ever encounter any challenges when you try to do something different? Like, do you see like drops or like, you know, just depends on.
Well, it kind of was what I was saying earlier with like different opinions and that you can't really please everybody. So, you know, there may be 90% of good comments. Luckily, I feel like my channel and my audience, the vibe is really positive. I don't know if it's what I like to put out there. So you kind of get it in return.
It's cool. Definitely you.
You know, so, I mean, if I think I have done stuff and people say like, oh, you know, where are your fashion videos or what are you doing? Or this is like, but I think like you said, I just have to, I don't know. I have to stay, do it my way. If I like what I'm putting out there, I think that's what's important, you know, not trying to force myself to do something that's trendy just for views. Cause I could totally, so many times in the past, I could have gone towards like the more trendier stuff just for views. But I'm the type of person that if it doesn't feel right, I don't,
there you go.
I can't get myself to do it.
You're carving your own lane too. Like,
yeah.
You're unique.
Unique. Yeah, I try.
Do you have any like hidden passions or like anything like of that nature?
That's actually a really good question.
That you want to bring to light maybe or that people might not know about you?
Let's see. Well, like I said, I love health.
That's a definitely good question.
That's a good question. Yeah. Especially because on YouTube, maybe some people just know one side of me, but I always like to say I'm like multi-layered.
Yeah.
Like I don't just like style and grooming and like I love videography. I love photography, which is the perfect kind of blend what I do.
Yeah.
I also love fitness. I like yoga. I actually like dancing. I wanted to try like choreography, like hip hop and stuff like that.
Nice.
Something that no one really knows about.
That's I think that would be a dope video.
I like cooking as well. I like to think I, you know, I don't know if those are talents, but it's just things that I, hobbies that I like doing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. Besides what I put out there.
Why don't you put that kind of stuff out there yet?
I don't know. I think, I hate saying time, but for sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I need to make time for that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Make time for things that I like. And I've actually thought about it, just kind of doing a like little follow me around journey, trying to like, oh, let me explore some like LA dance classes and just put that out there. I think that's a good idea to show others that you can, I don't know, step out of your
That multi, like you're saying, multi-layered person and being, because a lot of people just see one side, you know, they see the social media, they see this, but you know, I think people are attracted to that, though, knowing or wanting to know, like, oh, he's human just like us.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you know, and it's just like, duh.
You know, it's like, so you can be a YouTuber that does men's fashion lifestyle, but can also be a yoga instructor. I don't know. You can do, like, you know, multiple things. I feel like I said, I myself in the past have, you know, fallen guilty of just, like, putting myself in one box.
Yeah. One lane.
Yeah, one lane.
Not kind of, okay.
Yeah. I think we should all do is just explore and try new things, you know?
Yeah, I think that's necessary for anything to evolve and grow like that. Yeah, definitely.
So what's been your biggest drive that keeps you going on this journey here that you're on, your path?
Biggest drive. Well, besides, I always say this, but my fam... Sorry, guys. My family is my biggest... I don't know, motivation, and just, I think, wait, what was the question?
Yeah, what's been,
I got kind of biggest little,
drive. Yeah, this what's been your biggest drive so far, like, that keeps you motivated and going on this journey here?
Well, like I said, my, just family, even, I don't know, I think that, I know I keep saying this, but, like, the audience I have built, I always have that in mind, you know, I don't want to let people down and let myself down, so that's just what... motivates me. Sorry about that.
Go for it. No, it's all good.
Was that mine? Oh, shit. On silent.
It's all good. Dude. We can edit that.
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Sorry.
One, two, go. Oh, so yeah, that's what...
okay.
Just, I don't know, motivates me, I guess.
Yeah. So, like, another way I can ask the question, I guess, is, you know, when you wake up in the morning, like, what's the first thing, like...
I think about is coffee. I'm kidding. Nice. No, I don't know. I think
I've beat this question up too much. I keep asking.
No, it's a good one. That's why I'm kind of like.
I like that.
It's a good question.
I'm like, and, okay, cool.
Or just challenging myself, you know, to be honest. It's like.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to, which is something even aside of business, is just kind of waking up and being like, all right, like, I don't know, like, what's my why for today? Or, like, you have I don't know if this answers the question, but it's, like, you have the option to either, like, mindset is everything. You either have the option to wake up and be, you know, kind of get yourself and talk yourself into, like, all right, today's going to be a great day. I'm going to get shit done. Or you can either just be, like, all right, I don't want to. And I have those days where I wake up and I'm, like, I don't feel like I can't motivate myself to do anything, especially being my own boss, so to speak. I don't have someone that's like, get up.
Right.
I have to motivate myself.
That's so you feel that self-growth is important?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely self-growth.
What are the things you use to push yourself? Like, tell yourself?
Like, motivate myself?
Yeah, like, I don't know, mind tricks that you use. I don't know. I have.
It sounds crazy, but talking to myself in my own head. Sometimes I feel like we have to have a balance of, you know, because sometimes at least speaking just for myself, I can get in my own head. And those little voices creep up, which I like to call, like, inner saboteur. You know, those creep up and it's like, you can't, you know, you're not worth shit. Or, like, you can't do this. Or, like, what you're putting out there isn't great. And that's, I've learned that the only person that stands in my own way is myself. It's not anybody else, which is a great takeaway. And so I have to kind of, might sound crazy, but in my head, if it's, I'm telling myself, no, you can't do this. So, like, what are you doing? I have to talk back to myself and be like, no, you got this, like, look yourself in the mirror, you got this, you're awesome. Just positive, like, affirmations, because you wouldn't say, like, fuck, that was a good answer too.
It's all good.
I'm just turned off. So say, you know, you wouldn't tell your best friend, or, like, I don't know, your mom, hopefully you wouldn't tell someone you really care about some things that sometimes we tell ourselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
no, you kind of have, that's what motivates me and helps me is just kind of, I don't know, talking to myself, being like, no, you got this. Just being my own motivator.
Yeah, that's
good. Which is hard sometimes, I'm honest.
Definitely. And you have that strength of having that positive voice. It might not always be there.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. It's not always there either. But, I mean, you have that.
And I still have self-doubt. So, yeah. You know, even this podcast, I'm like, damn, do I have something to say? Like, so, yeah, but I'm like, no. I do have something to say.
Yeah, you know? I feel like that is the first reaction that people get out of when we tell them we'd love to have you on and sit down with you. The first thing they tell us is, I don't know what I would say.
Yeah.
But we always remind them, like, we're talking about you and what you love to do, and that's just going to, you know.
Oh, yeah. We're all going through the same thing, you know. We're all, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Going on this life together.
That's right.
So let me ask you, this is kind of a personal question, but you get messages and stuff on your YouTube.
Yeah.
Is there things that people have asked you to tell them that you've never shared, or that that you have shared, but they want more about it? You know, they want to know more about it.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, it just, usually it's with like relationships.
They get nosy.
Or like, are you with this person? Are you dating? Or things like that. Not a lot, honestly, but. Things like, I'm pretty open actually with on my channel with majority of things. Like I said, it kind of started with just, and I don't know if I'm kind of going off on a tangent, but
no.
I started off with, like I said, fashion and grooming and tips and how to feel better, but I found that me sharing my stories of trials and just even personal things that have happened, like I've been really open on my channel with a lot. And I feel like that. So that's why I feel like people do that, at least the ones that really follow my journey, I guess.
So those that don't follow you, like, what kind of like hot topics would you like say that people don't know about you? Those, because you have new listeners right now.
True.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Like, so, other than just being a YouTuber, right. Like, you have a dog, right?
I have a dog. He's a year and a half. I love dogs. What else? I come from a Hispanic background. Hablo español. Everyone out there.
That's pretty interesting. Your last name is...
Wu.
So that's not a...
My great-grandfather, Mexican. Yeah.
Okay.
My great-grandfather was Asian. Rest in peace. I mean... That's why I always get asked, like, are you Asian? Or, like,
right.
You know, because my last name. But, and it's when I, growing up, I didn't like my name. I didn't like my last name first day. I was like, ugh. Especially with, like, substitute teachers, like, mispronouncing the name. And my name is pretty interesting. They'd be like, higher, like, hair, or jar.
Okay,
yeah. And I'm like, ugh. I don't like standing out.
You had a double whammy with the, with the first name and the last.
First and last. But tell now us, I'm telling like, you, I like it. I like my name.
Yeah.
What's the proper way to pronounce your name?
It's actually Jair.
Jair, okay.
Or there's some that it's like Yair, but my mom put a J.
Yeah.
So it's Jair. But Jair. Ever since high school, people just, I think it started with like my teacher, just kind of Jair, and it stuck.
Yeah.
It was easier because I'd always be like, oh, Jair. And like, Jair? Like, I'm like, Jair. It's kind of like chair with a J. It's easy.
You've probably heard them all, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think what else that what else people might not know. I don't know. I was a yoga instructor at one point.
Nice.
While doing
yoga's hard.
It's hard. It's hard work.
Hot yoga.
How long did you do that for?
I think like a year.
Okay.
A year.
Okay. Yeah. What got you into that?
I just kind of tried it out, and I really enjoyed it. But I learned that, I don't know, teaching is totally different than being a student. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't really, as much as I enjoyed practicing and doing it, I didn't enjoy teaching it as much, coming up with, like, classes, which is an interesting thing, which goes back to the answer of, like, you know, what keeps you going, I guess, is, like, what was I going to say?
Teaching it.
See, I'm going off on a tangent.
It's all good. You were talking about teaching and having to prepare for it and set up for it.
Yes. So I didn't enjoy, like I said, the process as much. With what I do now, I enjoy everything, because with every job, anything you're doing, there's always going to be problems. But like, you have to kind of choose, like, what are the good problems? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I enjoy the, like, hours of editing. I enjoy the struggle sometimes of doing all that. So yeah,
the problem's worth solving.
Yeah. So when I was doing yoga, I'm like, I respect and I think it's awesome people that teach, but it's just not for me.
But you're also teaching in a way, though. Your videos are content people take in and they learn. They're so you never got away from teaching. You're just teaching other something that you actually do like.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yes,
it's a good point.
That's a good point, dude.
Yeah, man. Like on a channel like that, you've got guys that don't necessarily have like the best sense of style. So they go to your videos to get inspired or find some way to dress, and that can lead them to getting a date, finding somebody, meeting somebody.
So true.
Changing their life for sure.
Yeah.
In a positive way.
Has anybody hit you up about like that? Like, oh man, you like got me a date or something like that.
Wait, what do you mean? Like how X-rated?
Like they're giving.
I mean, honestly, you can say whatever, man. No, but like in general, has anybody given you some pretty funny stories?
Yeah, I mean, you mean in terms of like relationships and stuff, or
making them look better, like oh because of you, like I was able to do this.
Oh yeah, like I've gotten. That's really cool to read. Is like, oh, with your videos have kind of helped me find my style and just kind of feel comfortable, and I thanks to you I got like a girlfriend or like a boyfriend, and like so that for me is like sweet.
Yeah, you know, the love doctor.
Not and I wish I had more like juicier stuff. No, not good. That I can think of.
Oh, he's PhD. He has a PhD.
So tell us about you had mentioned the YouTube algorithm changing, so can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so there's this whole thing where first off I found out YouTube kind of pushes content that they want to see in a way, or that they want you to see.
Right.
But there's this whole thing where like the algorithm changed because I don't know if they want just like newer things to like pop up. But yeah, I found out recently that only like 10% of my audience was getting notified when I post. Because when you have videos, which is one thing if you guys are looking to doing a YouTube is like get people to click the notification button, the bell button.
Yeah, the bell button, okay.
Because that's important, or else no one's going to know that you're posting, especially now that there's Instagram, there's Snapchat, there's so many things that people aren't just all on YouTube. So you have to, it's something I'm learning to about the whole algorithm thing. So definitely if you guys are watching, and if you care,
ding,
ding, ding, ding,
hit that
bell button. But yeah, I'm just kind of rolling with the punches and just,
there you go.
Sweet. That was a good tip for us to know.
Definitely. Yeah.
So have you heard, I guess they're just now testing it, but Instagram is looking to go away from likes. Have you heard of that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So how would you feel about
that? I wouldn't really. I don't really mind. I mean, I don't know. I feel like, believe it or not, I don't pay that much attention to like likes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because at one point I kind of was, and you have to be careful because you can fall into that trap of like, oh, how many likes I'm getting or how many views I'm getting. For a while I was like, that kind of messes with your mind a little bit, especially when you do it for so long. You can kind of, I don't want to, how is it like, become identify with like likes, which I don't think is a good thing for like our mental health in a way. So yeah, I've lately just kind of not really, it's important, but at the same time it's not. As long as you're comfortable with what you're posting and you like what you're posting, so I guess I wouldn't mind that much.
To elaborate on that, likes, they want to get rid of it because they say that it's affecting our youth, like a lot of little girls though. Okay, the likes, you're going to see how many likes you have, but people are not going to be able to see your likes. Everybody's on the same playing field. You're not looking at a girl and saying, oh, she's got 50,000 likes and I only have 50.
That's right.
Or whatever, in high school, if Tiffany has 20 likes and I only have 2, like she's more popular.
That's actually,
Tiffany only has 20 likes, I'm
gonna be hating
on that.
I'm just 20 likes.
Well, there's this like mirror. There's this episode on Black Mirror about that.
That's a good one.
Actually. About people. That's what kind of scares me about going into as we dive deeper into like social media and
virtual
like,
reality.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's sad to say because luckily I think we didn't grow up with social media, which is kind of cool.
It is.
You know, like I was born in the 90s.
We're about the last generation, huh?
80, 90.
My sister, she grew up with technology.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Completely different generation.
And it's only about, like 8 years apart.
Yeah.
Is the Black Mirror episode that you're talking about, is it the one where, depending on how much followers you have, is how much money
how
you have?
How important you are.
Yeah,
which is in a twisted way.
Social status.
Kind of how I don't want younger kids to grow up thinking.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's not what matters. Like,
don't post for the likes.
Yeah, I mean,
definitely do not post for the likes, because then you fall in a trap where you're only posting to get likes and you don't even like what you're posting.
Right.
Like,
you're trying to be something you're not. And I know this might even sound a little hypocritical because it's kind of what I do for a living in a way.
Yeah.
But if I'm being honest, I don't really love that. And I've been really vocal about that in my videos. It's like, it's not, it's really important. It's not.
It's just expressing yourself is what's
important.
But I think the difference is it's organic. Like how you're doing it, contrary to other people where it's like, pay attention to me, listen to me, and I'm not, like me.
I'm not going to lie. Like sometimes it is in my head like, oh shit, like I need to get up there. But it's kind of what I was saying earlier. You have to kind of, you kind of have to like talk yourself out of it. If it's not healthy, of course, like if you're just comparing yourself to others, which I do sometimes, it's just natural, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know,
and all that stuff could get
it's
very
called Nosedive, the episode.
Is it?
Oh, nice.
You can check it out.
That was a good episode.
What I know you said you like yoga, but what other things do you do to like de-stress or declutter that mind of yours?
Declutter?
Yeah, because
I'm declutter my apartment.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
No. Because like for me, I work from home, so if I have things everywhere.
Yeah.
First off, I'm a clean freak, but for me, in a weird way, kind of cleaning helps me kind of like de-stress.
Because
if I have I feel like our environment is like our room even can be a reflection of like what's going on up here. So everything's all over the place. At least for me, if I have things unorganized, my mind isn't organized.
Yeah,
I agree.
So I constantly have to like clean up and just kind of have a nice space.
Yeah,
and I don't know, exercise, eating healthy, I guess, you know.
Nice. And that definitely watching what you see or because that's also like nutrition to the mind. Like you're not putting
meditation is important. I know, you know, it can be hard to just sit there and kind of, you know, quiet your mind. But that helps me just kind of definitely my morning, quote unquote, like morning routine. And I have videos on that, just is important. Just waking up, kind of centering myself. I'm like, all right, today is going to be a good day, even though sometimes we can't control what happens, but we have the ability to control how we react to things that happen, you know?
Makes sense.
On your Instagram, do you dive in to those kind of things, or are you more like photo for it? Do you use Instagram as more of a photo platform, or do you think maybe, because I saw just your recent post was super cool. It was really tight. There was, you trimmed all the fat and just made a really good video.
Video.
Yeah.
Well, that's where it's heading towards, I think, is to, you're saying like video on Instagram?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the IG too.
Yeah, that's happening. IGTV. I haven't dived into that, but I do think that should be something that I kind of try out because I just started doing that.
Yeah.
You know, at first, because people, you know, I always did like lookbooks, like fashion videos, and I can't always do that. So I found Instagram is a way, great way to be like, oh, here's like an outfit inspiration and things like that. But I like what you said is
how long are your YouTube videos for, like on average, how long are your YouTube videos?
Just the lengthwise of the videos?
Yeah.
Probably like minimum like 5 to 10 minutes.
You can easily drop them on your Instagram. Start going through your catalog and just drop
true.
Them.
And I feel like people like instant. I feel like the attention span is kind of like, know, like
they want
quickness.
Content right away.
So that's maybe that's a skill that I.
You can drop some retro videos on IGTV.
Some what?
Just bringing back your old stuff that, you know. I'm not saying that. Yeah. Well, because fashion sometimes gets but you could be bringing back some trends that you kind of thought were cool and you still think they're cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah
on your Instagram.
I got some ideas. Cool. I need your help.
No, we're here,
David.
We're here to listen.
No, I think like I that because I'm always looking for a way for us to just be unique and kind of express ourselves in a more like organic way. So many things, like as a designer I always look at stuff and I'm like, I've seen that shit before. I've seen it. I've seen it. I know how that works. And people take that stuff that works and they make it theirs.
Their own.
And nothing's unique, but at the same time, it's new to you and it's new to the people that are looking at it.
That's right.
So
that's kind of inspiration. So,
yeah.
It's like you kind of get inspired from different things. Like for me, when I shout out Aaron Marino, he's like the OG YouTuber. Like you said, I got inspired by him, but I wanted to make it
same
like my own way. Like there's not going to be, and this is like advice I would even have for my younger self or anyone out there. It's like there's not anyone else out there like you or like a project that you're doing. Like, yes, you can say there's so many podcasts out there, but there's not none like this one, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're your own person, you're your own person, you're your own person. So like we're all unique in our own.
Plus you're in Palm Springs, California. You're Mexican. You got Chinese
Mexicano.
You got a Chinese last name.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What more unique can you get, unique, you know? Yeah. How was these last couple of weeks down here in Palm Springs? Do you like the vibe now? Do you like it's getting, like, it's like season year-round?
Yeah, for real.
I love Palm Springs. Summer, it can get a little bit, you know, it's hot, of course. But it's definitely, I don't know, I like how it's becoming more lively. And you even walk downtown and there's, like, people walking.
Yeah. I asked about the last 2 weeks because usually around this time,
yeah, I was like, what about
it's freaking dead.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like once it's hot, everybody goes home. Yeah, everybody flies away. And now you're looking at people and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be, you know, at the nightclubs right now.
Civilization.
At the bars are full.
Yeah, no.
The heck? I think it's cool. I think it's helping the city in a way, you know?
Definitely. No, it's cool.
It's becoming more hip, I'd like to think. I think Coachella has helped. Coachella Fest.
Definitely.
And I don't know, we got some cool stuff out here.
But now that everybody's kind of like, oh, we're only 30 minutes away. That's we're only 45 minutes.
Yeah.
People are, last week's show, people from the Inland Empire were
out there.
Yeah,
sick.
Yucaipa. They didn't find it hard to just drive out here.
And usually, an event like that from like the IE, like, because we were doing that for a while and some nights were hit and misses. That night it was packed.
It was packed.
It was packed. It was packed. Everybody came out and it was still hot.
Shout out to Sean and Johnny.
Yeah, shout out to them.
I remember before when I was little, it's like you'd tell people, oh, I'm from Palm Springs. What? Where's that?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh.
I never had that problem because I would cross the border like every weekend and they would ask me, like, where are you from? For a while, like, Cat City.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
Yeah.
Or Cathedral City.
Yeah.
Oh, Palm Springs. And then if Palm Springs didn't work, it was Indio, California. Mm. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Indio. People know Indio. I don't know if I talked about this. I have an online clothing shop that is currently under, I guess you can say, like, I'm rebranding. So hopefully that's going to come out in fall 2019. It's the plan.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Okay.
We're in 2019. Yeah, 2019. I'm like, where are we? So I'm working on that. I kind of put it on hold. I had my online shop. It's jerwushop.com. But yeah, I'm currently, like, creating some like newer stuff for the fall, so that's something I'm currently working on the side.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's
any inspiration for your clothing, like is there brands that you rock or does your the way you dress obviously is the same stuff that you're gonna be kind of similar stuff?
Oh yeah, I mean I always with like designs and stuff I of course only put out things that I would like to wear, and I'm all about, I get inspired by minimalism and just kind of like, I don't know, as you can see, I'm kind of just wearing black today, just because what I was feeling. A little pop of, like, you know, you guys can't see, but Converse with little heart.
Those are nice.
Thanks. But yeah, I just like, I don't know, minimalism, and I get inspired by other, like, street style and, things like that.
Okay.
I like simplicity lately. Nice. I feel like simplicity is, I don't know, less is more.
Helps clear the mind.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Picture yourself running into, you know, a younger version of yourself. The one that, you know, maybe was still working part-time and wasn't sure about taking the leap into YouTube. Picture yourself running into him, and what do you tell him?
Ooh, maybe even go back further when I was, like, in high school, middle school, too.
Okay.
That, I would just tell myself that everything's going to be okay, you know, and don't worry so much about the future, because I was kind of I worried so much about, like, I've always had that, I guess you can say, goal-oriented mind, thanks to my parents. They always told me, you know, you can do anything you want, or you can achieve anything you want as long as you set your mind to it. Like, you can really do anything. So that's always stuck with me, is like, I can do anything if I really try and want. So I always worried, like, will I be doing something I like, or like, I don't know, I just worried so much. So just, I would tell myself, chill out, enjoy the moment, and just be yourself, you know, even though it can be hard, especially growing up. I don't know, like, for me at least, middle school, high school, like, awkward phase, you're kind of like, nowhere to fit in. It's like, but I would just tell myself, just stay true to you as much as you can, and everyone, you know, people will love you for you, and if they don't, that's okay. Just, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I just
awesome
be like, answer. Chill out, Jaid. Don't think too much.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome answer. Whoa. On that note, go ahead and plug, like, your YouTube, social media.
So my YouTube is youtube.com/ Jairwoo, J-A-I-R-W-O-O. Instagram is this, I think all my social media. Yeah, Instagram, Twitter is like at J-A-I-R-W-O-O. I have a facebook.com/ official Jairwoo, J-A-R-W-O-O. But yeah, that's my social media.
Cool.
My man. Well, awesome. Jair, thank you for sitting down with us, man, you know, for episode 4.
No, this was dope.
Yeah. I'm honored. It was fun. Really enjoyed it. Thank you, guys.
Let's go. On that note, Selected Series, episode 4 with Jairwoo. Thank you.
Peace. Peace.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.